Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Quick question for you guys. Buddy of mine's traveling. His wife, they're going overseas. Mm-hmm. 11, 12-hour flight. He's got all the miles. He gets on the plane and they go, sir, you've been upgraded.
Oh!
And he's asking us in our group text right now, do I take the seat and let my wife sit where we were going to sit and move, or do I stay? And I literally said, you take the seat, fool. Babe, I'll see you when we land.
Becky did the same thing to me. We were flying to Jamaica. It was actually one of our first outside the country trips, but we've only been dating about like 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
Went down to Mo Bay, and because she travels to work more than I do, she had all the juice. So we're sitting like in Delta Comfort, and all of a sudden as we're boarding, oh, ding, ding, you're up to like 1B. And she's like, I hope you don't mind. I'm like, what?
I go, I'll see you when we land.
I'm like, what? Now the good news was
she had a glass of wine in her hand before like, she sat down.
The flight attendant, they were working together, so the flight attendant would come back. So I was getting drinks before other people.
Okay.
But it still wasn't the same. Like I was like, you selfish.
Oh yeah.
You can imagine what I was thinking.
Well, here's the deal. On a long flight, though, you're gonna do and then you're gonna get off the plane. Somebody's gonna be hot. Either way, I'm just like, would you guys do that? Would you do that? You wouldn't take the upgrade. You'd just stay where you're at.
No, I'd take the upgrade.
I'd take the upgrade. I'm sorry.
I think your spouse, unless she's
your
really...
It's your wife. I'm taking the upgrade.
Oh, dude, look, you're whipped. You're whipped. You can't do it. You can't. You and Dylan, we got to straighten these guys out.
Don't even get me started about dialogue.
Dylan would be like, I'll actually, you know what? You take this seat. I'll be in a dog cage underneath the plane.
I'll be with the luggage.
Come on, man, you got to man up.
Come on, bro, I'm taking the seat.
Dude, that is your wife.
Yes, it is. Babe, I love you.
Yeah.
First class, here I come, baby.
You're taking a divorce. You got the kids, man.
Here I come.
Set. You go take the seat,
Delta
man.
One, I'm on my way, baby.
Man, I'm trying to get some loving while we're on the trip.
Lay back.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. He sent this. I just popped up, and I'm just saying, that's a tough decision.
And if you've been married more than 10 years, it's not even a discussion. If you're newlywed, maybe you stay.
Okay, look, but ladies, you know who you married. You know your man's going to take that seat. You know this. Don't act like you don't know your man. That's the other part about this, Day-Day. My wife knows. She's like, go ahead.
Seriously.
Go ahead.
Tell your man.
I know you're going to go.
You know what? Like that meme with Starsky and Hutch?
What?
Do it. You know that one? The other one with Ben Stiller dressed up? Do it.
Well, here's the problem. Real quick. If they approach you and they do it in front of your wife, that's the problem. Like, sir, you've been upgraded. And she's looking at you like you done did something without her. Like you went behind her back and, had some extra points or something. You upgraded yourself without me? No, honey. It's something like somebody's not here and I get to move up. It's hard to explain. Either way, that's what's going on in one of my friends' groups,
seriously.
Mike. I just wondered. So you would take the seat. I would take the seat. Day-Day would not take the seat.
I've already had it happen to me. My wife took the seat. My wife, she wasn't my fiance yet. She was just my live-in lover. But at the time, she took the seat.
Here's the thing. Two-hour flight, 3-hour flight, different. Stop it, 11, 12-hour flight, I'm gone.
Better for the relationship.
I'm gone.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
I'm going to get my three meals up there, and I'll look back through the curtain at you. Okay.
You know what you can always do? When you use that little warm towel, send it back.
That's exactly right. I just wipe my hands, baby. You can use this one. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. Let's hear from Alex Anthopoulos. Guys, Braves lose today. Mike, you said as we started the show, and coming up some Yeah Man, No Man as well, as we're live at Lake Lanier Islands, Margaritaville, Landshark Bar. You said that – are you indifferent to us making – not having made a move after the trade deadline?
Well, I mean, I get what Alex Anthopoulos was saying last night on the meeting with the media, that if you do, you know, just to make a deal for making a deal's sake – you're not going to get much return. But, again, you're getting nothing. Ozuna's walking away next year. You're getting nothing
for him.
Iglesias is walking away. You're getting nothing for him. I still would take somebody's trash, you know, albeit, you know, how these deals are made because you've got an intricate knowledge, for the most part, of other teams' farm systems. That's what your scouts are there for. So I don't know if there's nobody left. But here's the thing. If nobody wanted Ozuna, and that could be the case because of the hip injury, that's beyond Alex's control. And then there's no sense in giving him away for some bum and who hasn't done anything in the minors.
I also believe, again, our part of what we believe what we should have gotten in return for Ozuna, we were not getting a starting pitcher. A frontline starting pitcher for Ozuna was not happening.
No, you were going to get, at the best, you were going to get a middle reliever or a prospect. And a prospect has probably reached his max with that organization that's trained him.
Correct.
Here is you got to fix now.
You got to fix. Here's Alex Anthopoulos talking about Acuna, by the way, because he was brought up as Acuna is he's going to make his way back. But I love the semantics of what Alex said, talking about we'll be careful and cautious. Guys, he's not playing all the time, and there's no reason to. But they're also, as Mike said, they're not going to tell you that because they want you to come to the ballpark. Okay, here is AA, Alex Anthopoulos on Ronald Acuna.
Look, right now, all the exams and tests, it's a grade one. You know, it's not serious. It's just so we think it'll be in the 2 to 3 week range. Look, there's a chance that it's shorter than that. I don't, you know, what you don't want to do is under promise a return to play date. And now all of a sudden people start speculating there was a setback and so on. But he's already feeling so much better. So I think, you know, it's one of those things that didn't look good on TV and he was sore and he did it. When he scored from first the day before it, he stepped on home. But right now, all the testing that we've done is he's already feeling better. And
okay. I'll simply say it's not serious until it is. It's not serious. It's a grade one. He's looking good. That's right. All great for me. Okay. I want him healthy. But it's not serious until you run him back out there, and then it becomes an injury that becomes serious. So we will see. But that's where I'm at, and I'm going to stand on it, guys. I just feel like it's not for us to at this point in the season to be thinking like that's the most important thing.
I just don't want him to be Mike Trout, okay? Mm. He's missed enough games as it is. He's already had two knee injuries. Now you're talking about an Achilles, which is an entire season, and then some. So I would err on the side of caution because the season is freaking over. I mean, look, we've all had season tickets at one time or another. I used to have season tickets for the Braves way back when, in the old days of Turner Field. I haven't had it. I go to, you know, 5 or 6 games, maybe 10 a year if they're really good. I understand. If you're a season ticket holder, it's not a cheap commitment. But still, you're a Braves fan because you love the Braves and you see the big picture. And you're telling me a meaningless game in the end of August or September, you're willing to risk losing Ronald Acuna for another year? Can't do it. I can't do it.
Me neither. What about the starting pitching? Alex addressed that as well. By the way, we mentioned Steve Kuhn is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour, and you'll hear from Kirby Smart as well, as he was on the Steakhouse today. Starting pitching has been an issue. We know this, but here's his synopsis of what he felt like happened with our starting pitching this year.
You know, you had losing those two on top of, obviously, Ronaldo first start in, being an all-star a year ago, Smith-Shawver. You know, just a lot of starters, so once you lose that stability in the rotation, and look, that's the thing with all the offensive issues we had last year, and it was so much so with guys that we lost, a lot of freak things, but that rotation gives you stability. Now, all of a sudden, that rotation isn't the same, and your bullpen's throwing a ton of innings, right? Salen Schwalbach are going 6, 7 innings every time out. Now your starters are going 4, 4 2/3. Now your bullpen's covering a lot more. It just ends up snowballing on you.
Okay, it did snowball, but
again, because you had to do things your way, and your way is the cheap way because you don't have all the resources that you should. You've got to take a guy that was a relief pitcher, Ronaldo Lopez, and then he works more innings than he's worked in a long time, and he breaks down. Shocking, right? I mean, the Chris Sale thing—that's a freak injury. That's one that you just got to chalk up to the baseball gods. Schwellenbach's never pitched as many innings before. He breaks down. Grant Holmes never pitched as many innings before.
He breaks down.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is what happens. That's why you've got to have – you've got to augment this with proven frontline starting pitchers and then work the other pieces in. They never do it. We got lucky in 21. Snickers never had enough pitching. And by the way, did you see the video? We'll play it in Guy Talk. Snicker didn't even know that Cookie was Carrasco's nickname.
Who? Who?
Did you see it?
I did. It was hilarious.
If you didn't hear it, we'll play
it. Did you
it
see the way he looked at him?
I mean, we'll play it in Guy Talk. I laughed out loud when I saw this. And it's basically, you could say this about every single pitcher we've signed up for waivers in the last 5 years.
That's true.
Who?
It's true. And he was asked a question about Cookie Carrasco. And he didn't realize that was his nickname. And so he's like, who the hell are you talking about?
What did you think of Cookie's effort? Who?
Who? Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell live at Lanier Islands. Guys, coming up, Yeah Man, No Man's on the way. If you're just tuning in, again, lots of conversation today because Micah Parsons has asked for a trade from the Dallas Cowboys. The contract negotiations, man, have not moved forward. And it's got Parsons. I've had enough. He's been in camp but hasn't received a new deal. All right, we're coming back.
Oh, by the way, we just talked about the great debate. Our audience is sounding off about would you leave
yes.
your wife
yes.
back in steerage and take first class on a flight of 10 hours or more. Rusty Manziel pops off. I guarantee you this, 10-hour flight, I got bumped up.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'd have the darn flight attendant feeding me grapes, waving at my wife through the curtain.
My man, Rusty. That's what I'm talking about. I'm telling you right now, you know who you married. Gone. My wife be like, gone. Because I know you're going to take the upgrade.
Day, we're going to reclaim your manhood this year. That's part of our goal this
month. Like Carl said, I know who I married.
You know who right? You do. You do. That's true. Hey, man, coming up, Yeah Man, No Man, live from the Landshark Bar here at Lake Lanier Islands.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.